welcome to Mystery Beer episode number 256 of
Brutal Battle. And I'm not enthused about these fall beers.
That's what we're doing again.
I'm just not enthused.
This is the last episode.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, because I know before we've done like certain themes and then we've gone out and gotten some extra ones to do additional. I think three episodes of the fall beers,
yeah,
we're good on that. But we could look into something else, you know, with it getting colder, maybe doing some stouts.
Stouts
for mystery. That would be fun. What else? I mean, there will be holiday beers coming out, yeah, some Christmas beers.
Was that last year we did the holiday beer.
Yeah, I think so.
You had fun with that.
Yeah, that was a good time, especially because it was just interesting to see what everyone's take on it was.
Yeah, there was a little more variety.
Yeah, like spicing or like pine needles or, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, there was a big, or just naming it a holiday-ish name, but it's just like a regular beer style.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So there was more variation with this, especially looking at the beers in front of us right now. It looks like two Märzens again. Like, we had two Märzens on the last. I mean, granted, I haven't smelled them yet, haven't tasted them yet. Could be something different. We'll figure that out. But again, it looks like two Märzens. They look very similar in color, very like orangish brown. I do think B looks, again, B, like the last episode, looks a little bit darker, yeah, than A, but they're pretty similar in coloration. So let's just get into it, I guess.
This smells the sweetest to me. We've had.
Actually, I'm liking the nose on this one.
Yeah, it smells like there's more going on.
There's like a deep cherry smell in it with a little bit of like an oranginess mixed,
yes,
in, which I'm really enjoying, like a cherry and orange combo. Like
dehydrated.
Yeah, candied. This smells good. This might indicate to me that it's a little more generously hopped with some nice flavor hops, not like the traditional style, which also can be quite good at times, but yeah, I really do like the nose of this. It smells pretty sweet, so we'll have to see how, yeah, that plays in the flavor, but
it's like,
it smells clean. It smells kind of refreshing.
Yeah, but it smells like roasty, malty, and caramelized brown sugar.
Yeah, I can see that too. It has a lot Scotch ale,
yes,
by Founders, their Dirty Dastard. It smells a lot like that.
I can see that.
Which is a really good smell, and it is a tasty beer, so. The flavor is not delivering,
yeah,
what the nose is promising.
It smells a little flat. Kind of tastes like the other Märzens we've had.
It's not bad. But that depth of aroma that you're getting with it is way dialed down with the flavor.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a typical issue that we end up having with beers a lot of the time, but I get the cherry.
Mm-hmm.
There is a decent cherry in there. I do get that bit of orange that we were,
yeah,
talking about. It's just not as harmonious. And I think one of the reasons is the bitterness is a little bit much on it for what those flavors are. Actually, it could have gone with more sweetness, honestly.
This is probably the most flavorful
of what we've had.
Of
the ones that are like this, like the Fest beer and the two Märzens. Yeah, I would say this is probably the most flavorful. It's not bad. I don't dislike this beer.
Yeah,
it's decent.
This is probably my favorite.
Again, it's pretty drying.
Yeah.
Pretty drying. We're getting there. Maybe beer B will be that next step up, hopefully.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm going to take a swig of water.
Okay, there you go. But yeah, there's been the most depth of flavor and aroma with this particular beer.
Yeah.
When it comes to the beers that look like or were Märzens. Okay, so beer B. Don't need to talk about the color, because we already did that. Oh! Okay, this is very different. This is going to be a pumpkin spice something or other. Yeah. I smell actual pumpkin in there, though. That's kind of nice. Because a lot of times with these beers, it'll be like just spicing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no actual pumpkin perception to it. This will be like pumpkin spice, and then it's just the spices. There's no actual pumpkin. I do like the actual like taste of the real pumpkin in beers. So I do like this. Is this...
It smells sweet.
Yeah, it does smell sweet. And the question for me is going to be, is the spicing too much? Because on the nose, it smells like a pretty decent amount of spices. I'm getting like cinnamon, nutmeg, clove, all of those.
I'm also getting cherry on this.
Yeah, I could see a little bit of that. And I'm getting a slight banana-y
I'm getting note. A little like cough syrupy.
I could see that. But it doesn't smell like astringent, so I wouldn't think that that would be because of like a higher viscosity from alcohol or anything.
Like that fruit flavor from a cough syrup.
This nose is very welcome because it's very different from what we've been getting for these episodes. I don't know. We'll just see on the spicing.
I feel like it tastes a little cough syrupy.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. There's like a watered down cherry cough syrup flavor to it, for sure. It's a lot more viscous in your mouth than you would think based off the nose. I mean, it tastes the way it smells other than that. You know, we were saying we were getting some of that cherry. We said we were getting, you know, all those spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, clove. I am getting a little banana note. Like I said, I was getting in the nose.
Are you getting a lot of the pumpkin?
Not really.
No, me neither.
I mean, I was smelling an okay amount of pumpkin, but I'm not really tasting pumpkin. I'm trying one more.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, it's slightly there. This isn't like the worst pumpkin spice beer I've had. But I'm not big on it at all. And I think it's mainly like... Yeah, that syrupiness that you're talking about, like that cough syrup note, that's becoming a pretty significant turnoff in this.
I suss that out in the nose, and like, I don't know, for me that's just so off-putting, I can't get past it.
It's not great. Well, and it's like that cough syrupiness along with those spices.
It's just weird.
It's creating a pretty grody
taste.
Not great.
I don't really like either of these beers, but B is, like, off-putting to me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think A's that bad. I'm all right with A. That one's pretty decent. I don't, like, fully dislike A. I'm trying to think. I mean, B...
I'm getting B a 1.
Yeah, B's getting a 1 from me, because they just did not pull that off, what they were going for. I mean, I would give it points for the nose, but just that flavor's so bad.
Okay.
I feel like I gotta go 3 for A.
I'm gonna do 4 for A.
Okay, that works. So 3.5 overall for A, winner. Okay, so B will be revealed first as a big loser with an overall big 1. In a 16-ounce can, Ithaca Beer Company's Chai Pumpkin. And there's no, like, flavor text or anything. Pumpkin ale brewed with spices, lactose, and natural tea flavor.
Like chai tea?
Yeah. It just doesn't work. They're out of Ithaca, New York. It doesn't work.
I don't like
that. It doesn't work. It's not... Bleh, no, thank you. I mean, I understand why you picked it out. Because you like pumpkin... And you like pumpkin beer stuff, and you like chai. So, the marriage, how it's done with this one.
I feel like there could have been potential there.
Yeah, oh yeah. Conceptually speaking, a good idea. But in execution, not so much. Terrible. Okay, so the winner overall of 3.5 in a 12-ounce can.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this? Oh, Oliver Brewing Company. I wish I was in Munich. It's a Märzen-style lager. 6% alcohol. Oh, did I say the percentage on the Ithaca? I don't think I did. If it's even on here, I'm not sure it is. Oh,
8%. 8%?
Yeah, that's too high. That's probably actually where that syrupiness is coming from. Too high in ABV for them. Anyway, so we're on the Oliver. Oliver, I wish I was in Munich. 6% Märzen-style lager. This is the best of the Märzens we've had so far. Mm-hmm. I know I gave it the same rating as I gave the Crooked Crab Crabtoberfest. It just wasn't a full number better, but I'd say it's a little bit better than the Crabtoberfest. Is there any... They're out of Baltimore, Maryland, by the way. Brewed in celebration of Oktoberfest, we've used Pilsner, Light Munich, and Caramel Munich malts for a sweet profile with hints of caramel and modest hop bitterness. It's the next best thing to celebrating in Germany. Not really, but... No, I mean, I don't think it's a bad Märzen. I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Denizens, like the Alps, I mean.
That was tasty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, again, it's always a fun exercise in testing your taste buds, testing your nose, seeing what you don't and do like, all that stuff. So, yeah, but fun times, but I'm happy to put this to bed. done with the fall beers. I've had enough of that. Actually, I think next I want to maybe do some hoppy stuff because we haven't been drinking a whole lot of hoppy stuff in our like personal life. So I might want to do some hoppy things, honestly.
Okay.
But yeah, if anyone wants to hear any back episodes going all the way back to the beginning, you can check that out at brutalbattle.com. Please help us out by rating and reviewing us through whatever podcatcher you use. Apple Podcasts helps the most. Also, word of mouth, you can tell people about us, and that's very helpful as well. We have our beer social media. We're on Untappd. I'm Carlton Malibu, all one word, spelled as it sounds.
RubyReb62.
And you can email us if you want to get in contact for whatever reason, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. And then the last thing is our other beer social media.
Instagram. Brutal Battle Podcast.
And that's all the stuff. Also, if you guys have any particular beers that you want us to try on the podcast, we are always open to that, so you can email us about it. So yeah, again, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. It doesn't mean we can necessarily get everything, but we can try. We can look into it. But thanks everyone for checking this one out, and until next time,
keep it brutal.